Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. We're also brought to you by Terzo, an authentic upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. Today's guest in part one of a two-part conversation, Jorge Ortiz from USA Today. Well, Jorge, thanks a lot for joining us. And, of course, it's been a tough season for the Giants, and we've been saying that for the last few months here. But, you know, the one thing, I guess, that's sort of an advantage when you have a season like this is that you can sort of take a look at some players and do things a little bit differently down the stretch. So, what have you thought when they've given some of the younger guys a chance to play? And Jarrett Parker coming back from injury, you know, he was supposed to be the left fielder at the beginning of the year. Looks like he's kind of showing something here at the end of the season.
Yeah, he's starting to, and to me, one of the real sad aspects of the season is that they haven't gotten a whole year to see what he can do, really evaluate him. You know, he's shown that he's a good athlete. He fields well. He's got a very good arm. You know, he's been hitting fairly well, but it's such a small sample. You know, I think this whole final month or 5 weeks plus, I think are going to be more of a true story of what Jarrett Parker can do, because he's 28. You know, he's not a kid. He's had a tendency to strike out a lot, but he's got the power that is very appealing for, particularly for a team that, you know, is last in the big leagues in home runs. You know, I saw him hit a shot out to center field that cleared the fence by plenty, you know, several days ago, and you don't see that kind of power that much, especially not on the Giants. So, you'll have to take advantage of these final weeks and get a real good measure of what you have with Parker, because, you know, that's been a black hole on this team, and they're going to have to address it. Now, did they address it trying to find a veteran, you know, going after JD Martinez, or did they get convinced that Parker is their guy?
Well, one thing I really like about him, too, in addition to the power and the fact that he seems to be striking out less and hitting for better average, is the way he plays defense. I mean, he's going after balls out there. He's got some pretty good speed. Got a really good throwing arm that I don't know that a lot of people realize that he would be throwing out runners on the bases the way he is.
No, you're absolutely right. He's made a couple of really good throws. And, I saw a ball he tracked down to the wall a couple of days ago, where I was looking at as to whether he was going to shy away from the wall because, you know, he had that nasty collision that, you know, cost him half the season because he broke his collarbone. And he played that ball well. You know, he didn't show any fear. So there's a lot to like there. I just want to see quite a bit of it, you know, this last few weeks because, you know, this is a time to evaluate him.
Now in the outfield, I mean, you've got some older players that are under contract, and you know they're trying to show what they can do, I think, in the second half of the year to kind of justify their existence out there. And I'm talking about Denard Span and Hunter Pence. And, you know, this is where it's really hard to be a general manager, I think, Jorge, because, you know, you could move on from one or both of those players. That's hard to do when you're talking about eating a contract and also guys who have proven track records. And, you know, Pence has been playing a lot better in the month of August. He's hitting well. And I think Span, even the second half of the year, a lot better than he was in the first half.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I think you're kind of cornered there. You know, as far as moving on, they're making a lot of money. They're, you know, upwards of 25 million between them. So you're not just going to let him go and eat that money. So, you know, you're kind of banking on the fact that they're tried and true professionals, and also that it's the final year of their contract coming up, and that, you know, presumably they want to keep playing and prove that they're still valuable players, and that, you know, maybe they'll produce their best seasons, or, you know, the best season in the last few years. Because what's your alternative? You know, you go out there, JD Martinez, and then you can put him in left field, but you still have those two other spots. I think one of the interesting things for me will be whether they want to try to get a center fielder, you know, particularly one who's younger, has a you know, better arm than Span, and maybe move Span to left field, because I think at this stage he's not a very good center fielder. He doesn't have the kind of arm that stops any kind of running game, and I think he's better suited for left field right now. And so, are there candidates out there that would represent an upgrade at center field while still allowing you to use Span in left and almost certainly start the season with Hunter Pence in right? Because again, it's too much money to just eat.
Well, more with baseball writer Jorge Ortiz from USA Today in just a moment. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, SunFirst Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. SunFirst Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. SunFirst Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call SunFirst Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. You do really need a good defensive center fielder at AT&T Park. Let's face it, it's not easy. You got to cover a lot of ground out there in right center. That's why the center fielder and the right fielder are important. I mean, Angel Pagan for a while did a nice job there. You know, at times he even struggled, I think, towards the end, you know, when he's getting older. I think you need some young legs out there, right?
Yeah, you do. And your point's well taken with Pagan, because he was quite good initially. And as injuries started diminishing his ability, and particularly injuries to his legs, you could tell that, you know, he just wasn't the same fielder. They eventually moved him to left. But yeah, you do need a guy who not only has the speed to cover a fair amount of ground, but can also deal with the elements. You know, you have the wind, you have the fog, you know, cold temperatures in the summer. This is not your run-of-the-mill center field, and then you have the weird angle. You know, with the ball coming off the archways, you have the triple valley. There's a lot of things to contend with there, and so that's going to be one of the key positions to address in the offseason. And again, my sense is that they're going to try to find a center fielder and figure, okay, you're going to have Span on the team next year because he doesn't really have that much trade value. You're hoping that he bounces back, but chances would be better if he bounces back as a left fielder. You have a center fielder who can help you know, cover all that territory there.
Since we just talked about Pagan, you know, I really think the Giants miss his spark, and I know, you know, he was towards the end of his career anyway, but they kind of haven't really replaced that, and I wonder about that. I mean, if they miss that, there has been some talk. I know Rich Aurelia brought it up one time on a post-game show about how you have a lot of stoic players on this team, and you need passion in baseball. You need some players that are going to spark you. Do you buy into that?
I do, and I think that's part of the reason they wanted to bring Pablo back, because they felt like, for one, he's only, I think he just turned 31. He may still have something left, but you know that he probably has that passion for the game, because he's always loved playing, and that can rub off. You know, that's something that, you know, this team has been lacking. It tends to be kind of quieter and more subdued clubhouse, so you don't want 25 Pablos on the team, but you do need some personalities to kind of liven things up. And you saw it right away when he came back. I remember asking him about, you know, whether he felt comfortable right away. And he said, it looks like, you know, he had already addressed his remarks when he left the team, the remarks he made. When he re-signed with the team, with the Giants, he addressed the other players. He apologized for his remarks. And then, you know, he spent some time in the minors. When he came back, I won't say it's like he never left, but it did feel like he was comfortable again in the clubhouse. You know, he was chatting with guys, moving around, making noise. You know, Bochy said that he thinks his swing is really close, and if they can get a semblance of the old Pablo, they're in a no lose situation with him, because for one, I think they wouldn't mind giving Christian Arroyo more time to develop in the minors, particularly since so much of this has been a wasted season. And you know, you have a guy who's lively, who maybe can still swing the bat well and who can buy you that time at third base so you don't have to rush Christian Arroyo.
More with Jorge Ortiz right after this. Remember that old Abbott and Costello baseball routine? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know is on third? Well, actually, when talking about third, I do know that terzo means third in Italian, as in a third place to gather and share food and wine. That would be for your third meal of the day. Yes, dinner. And it should be your first choice when you're looking for an authentic, upscale, European neighborhood restaurant. Located in the heart of Cal Hollow, Terzo is a beautiful combination of modern and cozy. Terzo's food is inspired by the coastal regions around the Mediterranean Sea, sourced from their bountiful local farms and ranches. The eclectic and diverse wine list is attractively priced, draws from regions all over the world, and is designed to pair perfectly with the cuisine. Terzo, 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco. And by the way, I do know Christian Arroyo at third base. The reaction on social media, I was paying close attention to it after one of my podcasts here, and it's very polarizing when you start talking about the Panda. And, and I do wonder about, you know, whether or not the Giants are sort of wasting their time because he doesn't have the right-handed swing anymore. I'm not sure how consistent he can be. And like you said, it's low risk. I mean, you're really not risking anything money-wise, but, you know, you wonder if there are other opportunities for, yeah, like you said, Arroyo. Maybe he deserves a chance, or maybe he should spend more time in the minors. You have to kind of decide that. But even other players, you know, Ryder Jones really is a third baseman who's been playing first base. So you wonder if they should be giving that time. I mean, he's got this next, whatever it is, 5 weeks to show what he has left in the tank. But I'll tell you, I mean, people are really split on Pablo. You know, what are your thoughts overall and just knowing the attitude that he has coming back?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that the people are split because he really burned some bridges with his comments when he left. And you know, people feel very strongly about their team. You know, this is a team that's been tremendously successful. You know, they have this strong affiliation to it. And so he took some swipes at them that were really kind of uncalled for. So, and you know, and you also have the group that never was all that sold on him because he's always fat. You know, and so they always resented that.
Right.
But because he was productive, you know, people were fine with him. Now, you know, he leaves, takes a ton of money in Boston, just is a colossal disaster in Boston, you know, makes those comments. So I can understand why some people would have some misgivings about him. But I think a lot of those people would come around just as quickly if he shows he can hit like he did in the past. And again, you know, you're not really keeping anybody from developing because, you know, guys like Ryder Jones and a guy like Arroyo. Arroyo, for one, I think he needs more time at AAA. I'm not quite sure about Ryder Jones. We got to see more of him. But you can always get rid of Pablo if he doesn't work out. It's not costing you anything, you know, or hardly anything at the minimum salary. So it's a no-lose proposition. Why not see what he can bring, and again, bring from the playing standpoint, and also bring from the personality standpoint. I think they, there's been some speculation that maybe they were bringing him back just to try to sell some Panda hats or whatever, and I don't really think that's much of the motivation. I think it's a matter of, okay, can this guy help us? He's only 31. Let's take a look.
That's Jorge Ortiz from USA Today in part one of our two-part conversation. He'll be back again on Friday. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.